The first Rolling Stones hit in the U.S. was not written by the Rolling Stones.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
What? Today is the 55th anniversary of the Stones' debut record in the U.S. It was not Fade Away. They did not write Not Fade Away. It was a Buddy Holly song. They did kind of Rolling Stones it up a little bit. Well, I shouldn't say Rolling Stones it up, because what they did was put a Bo Diddley beat to it. Here's Charlie Watts.
We did it in a Bo Diddley thing, which at the time was very avant-garde. A white band to be playing Bo Diddley stuff. It's a very popular rhythm with us in clubs, looking at it from the drumming point of view, I mean. So we did it in this slightly different way than Buddy Holly.
It was avant-garde. All right, the Who have been doing a new album. We've been hearing about it. They moved from Mark Knopfler's British Grove Studios in London to Metropolis Studios, also in London. All right, that's studio number two. Pete Townsend says Metropolis is quite different to British Grove. A great studio to work in, plenty of space, good to have a change. We have some orchestral recording.
Oh, no!
Sorry, orchestras. orchestral recording to schedule, hopefully at the amazing Air Lyndhurst in London. Okay, that's three studios, but not everybody is there. Pete goes on to say, while I work in London putting tracks together, adding bits and pieces, Roger Daltrey is working on his vocals. Ready for critical recording soon, somewhere in Kent, at a wonderful studio. That's four studios. He also said, we spoke about the tenuous reality of getting 10 to 12 tracks finished and mixed for a complete album delivery before May. If we don't make the deadline, the album could slip into 2020, because our tour dates are filling up this year. We're trying to be as focused as possible and still have fun in the studio. The Moving On tour starts May 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, guys, hurry up.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.